Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Do you think the Ahlul Bayt would teach you to ask for things that you're not going to receive in any case? Of course not. In the du'as taught to us by the Ahlul Bayt, we ask Allah for amazing things, and definitely we shall reach those things. Yes, on one hand, I look at my sins and my empty pockets of any sort of worth. But then I look at Allah's mercy and kindness, and my heart should fill with high hopes, very high hopes of what can be achieved. Look at how Imam Sajjad expresses this in Dua Abu Hamza. وَجَعَلْتُ بِكَ اسْتِغَاثَتِي. I have sought the help of you alone. وَبِدُعَائِكَ تَوَسُّلِي. And begging you through my dua. مِنْ غَيْرِ اسْتِحْقَاقٍ لِاسْتِمَائِكَ مِنِّي. Although I do not deserve to be heard by you. وَلَاسْتِجَابِي لِعَفْوِكَ عَنِّي. Or to be pardoned by you. بَلْ لِثِقَتِي بِكَرَمِكَ. Rather, I have full confidence in your generosity. The mercy of Allah is too great that He turns down something which we beg for. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says, مَنْ قَالَ يَا رَبِّي حَتَّى يَنْقَطِعَ نَفَسَهُ. Whoever repeats as many times as possible, يَا رَبِّي, in one breath, قِيلَ لَهُ لَبَّيْكَ مَا حَاجَتُكَ. It is said to him, لَبَّيْكَ, I am here, tell me your need. So, we all have to look up at the eternal mercy of Allah and realize that in months like these, if we keep begging, the door will definitely open for us.